Jerry Bader Show, 923, talking with State Senator Frank Lissay. For those of you listening in WHBL Sheboygan, WSAU Wausau, Frank's district up here in Northeast Wisconsin. I did two segments on this last week, Frank. I did one, and then actually I did my own work on this, and then Right Wisconsin, the conservative website. Colin Roth wrote, the embarrassing attempt to blame the Scott Walker for the Obamacare debacle. This started back in September when U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sent out an open letter to Governor Walker suggesting that, and even this is being mischaracterized, the way that Badger Care folks are being dumped on the exchange, even that's a mischaracterization. But the number they throw out there, the 92,000 that would move from Badger Care to the exchange, because Scott Walker and Republicans were actually foolish enough to well, okay, the federal government says they're going to create these exchanges and they're going to work, that these exchanges have been, that healthcare.gov has been an unmitigated disaster. Apparently, Scott Walker and the Republicans should have known just how horrible this was going to be, and the suggestion that these folks are going to be left in the lurch is your fault or Scott Walker's fault is ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. And the other part that gets lost in this is it's typical, again, of the hypocrisy of the left. I mean, they're so much full of hypocrisy is we had very generous Badger Care is Medicaid. It's free medical services, right. Almost free. You got to pay for it. And that's why it's called Badger Care if you're working poor. And the people above 100% of the poverty line, we're pushing off of Badger Care because it and we're opening up slots because we didn't have the money. This is when the Democrats were in charge for people who are below the poverty line to move them onto Badger Care. So we had people who were below the poverty line waiting to get on Badger Care with no health care at all because they didn't have kids. If you have kids in our state and you're poor, you automatically get you're going to get Medicaid. So we're opening up slots for the really poor, the more poor, and we're taking the federal government at their word. Now, the left says, oh, no, we should know better and not do that. But, yes, it's the most wonderful thing in the world, all at the same time, both sides of their mouth. And we are saying, you know, those who are above the federal poverty line on Badger Care are eligible and can get and should get their health care and get subsidized through the Obamacare program. It's really very, very interesting stuff. But what often really gets forgotten is that the left had people who are even poorer waiting in the sidelines who couldn't get the services because it was too expensive and we have too much. We're already overcommitted. The fastest areas of our budget, Republicans who get accused of not having a heart for the poor, we've expanded in the fastest growing area of our budget that we've thrown billions at, extra billions, is Medicaid and services for the poor.
Here's how Colin Roth put it. The 92,000 number being bandied about by liberals as the number of people being kicked off Badger Care are people who are entering the Obamacare exchange with full or substantial subsidies, as you pointed out.
Well, and that we're moving them to, you know, Obamacare, another federally subsidized program. And you know what gets lost in all of this talk is, you know, our country is coming up on $17 trillion in national debt. Obamacare is creating another $100 to $150 billion of subsidies, of money we don't have. We're already overspending. And what did we do? We added another subsidy program on top of an overspending government. We can't do that forever, folks. I know lefties think we can, but reasonable people and thinking people know that you can't deficit spend forever and ever.
Talking with State Senator Frank Lissay, I have tried to live my life by a motto, and I urge other people, never underestimate your enemy. That said, it's hard not to take note of how unimpressive the launch of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke has been. She won't commit on anything. She promises not to make any promises, which really means she's not going to make specific policy statements. I'm trying not to be irrationally exuberant, but for all the excitement that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and some liberals initially had, there are even liberals that are like, what the heck? How did we get saddle with her? Your initial take on what you've heard from her so far?
She's off to a rough start, and this isn't unexpected now, and we'll see how she grows or doesn't grow. But you know, when you have $5 to $10 million of your own money, you're supposedly going to drop on this campaign. It does get you, gets you an organization. It gets you out there. She's able to fly around the state. She's got the resources, so she's going to be able to run a credible campaign. It's going to be a campaign. I mean, we're going to have to work, and I fully support Scott Walker. Our state's headed in the right direction. It's going to be a close election. I think he can win and will win again. Mary Burke, it's going to be very interesting. Already, though, some of the left are like, hey, well, Trek Bikes, you know, you're not a union shop. How can that be? You know, but you want to represent us, and you know, what about Act 10? Well, you know, I'm going to kind of try to play both sides of the Act 10 thing, and you know, well, what about this money, you know, $100 million of property tax? Well, you know, it's not a bad idea, but I might want to see if I could spend it someplace else, like a true Democrat. So she's got a hard time because, you know, I don't think the people in the middle that really are going to decide this election in Wisconsin are as left and as wacko and as crazy as the lefty left is that run the Democrat Party. And that's what, you know, they want Mary Burke to do is you know, be a true lefty. And I think she is underneath it all. She is for Madison.
It'll be interesting, though, to see, Frank, if she does get more declarative on Act 10, because I want your take on this. I think this is a real problem for them. The sense is they want to try to run not on Act 10, but from it, because they're going to have a hard time convincing Wisconsin that it hasn't been successful.
Well, it has been successful, and people understand it. And people, you know, thank you, public workers. I mean, my kids are getting a great education. Yeah, yeah. We get our garbage picked up. We get good roads. Thank you. You do a good job. And, you know, many of you had a pretty gravy job. And according to your friends and relatives that you'd talk to and complain to often, they go, but I don't have all the stuff that you've got, and I have a similar job. And Act 10 allowed the local governments that we elect and the state government with elected officials who are representing the people to have more control over how your things get picked up and the cost thereof, and get rid of a lot of these kind of crazy, outdated union rules that got stuck in place. So it has worked. It will work. And, of course, the government workers that the party of the left, the Democrats, are, we want to get back to the days where the unions, we can't change the school. We can't change the school calendar. Now we got to go negotiate with the unions. God only knows what they'll want from us. We can't do this. We can't do something sensible because we have to have you got to get the union. Union's okay. You know, we can't have a former pro football player be the football coach because the union rules say, and we've got to pay a teacher who would be inferior when we got a volunteer because the union rules say. They want to go back to those days, folks, and that serves no one.
And with that, we are out of time. Senator Frank Lissay, always good to have you in the studio.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here. Thanks for the invite, and thanks for listening, folks.
All right. Much to get to, including, speaking of Act 10, what it did do to Scott Walker and his family. That and a whole lot more. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.